pleased to welcome in Mary Lou Retton, who joins us now. Welcome to you. Appreciate your time.
Hey, I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. We appreciate your time today. And just kind of talking about all the connections that you have with Baylor now. This is fun.
Yes.
And
tell
everybody about that. You're speaking at the nursing school gala coming up tomorrow night.
That's right. Now I'm a fan of Baylor.
Hey, we love it. How's Shannon taking that?
He's okay.
Good, he's okay. Good.
He's a college football coach, so he can't wear University of Texas colors anymore either. So
gotcha.
We're just a mixed-up family.
We want to win him over.
How
about your daughter on the acrobatics and tumbling team here at Baylor? How's that going?
Well, she was highly recruited and got a scholarship to go there and be on the tumbling acro team. And right at the beginning of the season, she blew out her ACL.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that.
Yes.
Not good at all. Is she still here in school or is she somewhere else now?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So she's still around. Well, I'm sorry. I did not know that, so I apologize.
Okay.
Other than that, have you had a good experience? Has she had a good experience at Baylor?
Oh, she loves it. I mean, it's a family community. And we always heard that going into it. But it truly is.
Mm-hmm.
People take care of people.
And I was reminded, kind of reading your bio, and help me know the details of this, but didn't Bella and Marta Caroli, didn't they have a daughter come through here also?
Yes.
Their daughter,
Andrea.
Okay.
Absolutely came through Baylor.
Very fun. You're in Houston now. What do you do with your time? I'm sure you are still, so popular. I'm sure you get a lot of requests to speak and make appearances and things like that. How do you spend most of your time these days?
Well, I've slowed that down quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I have four daughters, very active, and, I made them, so I better take care of them. So I'm traveling, doing the speeches maybe three times a month, and only the ones that I want to do. And that's what's so important. I feel very blessed to be able to say, you know what, I don't want to do that. I don't have to do that. So I'm very blessed in the terms that I can pick and choose what I want to do.
That's great. You've earned that. And we talk about the 84 Summer Olympics. It kind of hit me between the eyes when I thought about that. That was 30 years ago. That's hard to believe, isn't it?
Yes. Can you believe that?
No, I really
can't. Oh, my goodness. 30 years. Exactly. In fact, at the USA Championship for gymnastics, we're going to have a big celebration of all of us and our 30-year-old win.
You really, you set the bar, so to speak. I mean, you broke new ground for American gymnastics in those 84 games.
Well, thank you. I think, being the first to do something, it's always special. Because in gymnastics, the women's team, the men's team, had never done anything in the sport of gymnastics. We were always the followers. We always thought you had to be a Russian or a Romanian or all of these kinds of things. Well, you don't. You can be born and raised in this country and be trained in this country and still win. American athletes have the same dedication that the other ones did, and that was kind of what the rumor was going around. But another thing that I'm very proud of is, I was not your stereotypical gymnast.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't look like that.
Mm-hmm.
Back in my day, 30 years ago, they were, small and petite and pixie with little bangs and blue eyeshadow and a ponytail. And boy, that was not me.
That's great.
I remember all of the media interviews, describing me as with Earl Campbell legs. Because I could tumble like a dude.
And it worked. I mean, it worked. Well,
yeah.
What was it that turned the tide, to allow you to win gold that year and really open the floodgates for American gymnasts?
Good question. All I can tell you as an athlete at that high of a level, it's all a mental game.
Huh.
It's all mental. Everybody in the whole world, around the globe, sends their best people to compete at the Olympic Games. Well, everybody's on the same playing field. It's a matter of who can do it when the time comes and the pressure's on. And I'm just wired that way.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. So when the Olympics roll around, Summer Olympics every 4 years, how jazzed are you to just watch, and watch the gymnastics and watch the latest group of American gymnasts?
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Of course I am. I'm a huge fan. I mean, that's just what I like to do. My daughters do it, so it's a family affair. And when they were little, it was so cute, but when they were little, they would take turns putting on my medal, watching the Olympic Games. It was such a sweet thing.
That's really neat. Can't imagine that picture. And so now with Baylor in the picture, which we talked about your connections with Baylor, and I think that's great, and I hope that continues, and I hope that continues to flourish. But Shannon is at HBU, right? He's coaching there?
That's correct.
Yeah.
He's the running back coach and assistant head coach there.
Very good.
Just loves college football.
And you know Scott Smith then. Scott's on the staff there.
Yes.
Scott's a great guy, a great Baylor guy, and a good friend, so be sure and say hello to him. Very nice. What's the tone, or what will the theme of your message be at the nursing school gala coming up tomorrow night?
It's going to be the competitive edge, and I know that the nursing school at Baylor is one of the toughest to get into and one of the most difficult to complete. So I share my story. You know, a lot of times when people see athletes, especially at an Olympic Games, hands up in the air, gold medal around your neck, you know, national anthems playing, and USA on the back of your warm-up. I mean, it's a surreal moment. But people don't realize the struggle of what it took to get most of us there, and I have quite a story.
The injuries, I'm sure, is part of that you had to go through. One of those, that knee injury right before the 84 Summer Games. That must have been a little stressful time, you know, getting ready for the Olympics at that age and then to fight through an injury at the same time.
It was terrible. I mean, I was in the best shape of my life. And that's really what Bella and Marta Caroli are genius or are brilliant at. And that's getting you ready when the time comes. And I was there. And for most gymnasts, that's once-in-a-lifetime shape. You know, you train your entire career to peak at shape, and then this happens. And it is what it is, but I can tell you this. When my daughter, Shayla, tore her ACL, I certainly could have compassion for her, and we talked a lot, and I kept telling her, you're going to be stronger out of this, I promise. Mm-hmm. And at the very beginning, she didn't believe me, but she was very discouraged and heartbroken that she couldn't compete her freshman year, but it was, you know, I think God has plans for several different reasons, and maybe he had me go through that knowing that my daughter was going to.
That's great perspective. And does she hope to come through that and still compete here at Baylor?
Oh, absolutely.
Great,
yes.
Great.
Well, definitely.
What do you think about that sport? Acrobatics and tumbling is sort of new. It's sort of a mix. I mean, when the sport started here, it was called competitive cheer, but much more accurately named, I think, acrobatics and tumbling. What do you think about that?
Well, I like it. It's up and coming. My daughter, Shayla, was a level 9, level 10 gymnast, and she said, Mom, I want to stay in the state of Texas, but there's no gymnastics.
Wow.
I mean, it's crazy. None of the colleges have gymnastics. So we did a little research, and I did not know that Baylor had this as well.
How about that?
My eyes had opened up as too.
Well, it's fantastic. It's great to have her here. And, again, I hope her recovery is going well and the rehab from that knee injury. And we appreciate your connection to Baylor now, and we look forward to seeing you at plenty of times here on the Baylor campus.
Oh, we already have been there. Even though she's not competing, I go there to support her and the team. It's awesome.
Fantastic.
Love it.
Great. Well, thanks for the visit. Sure is great to catch up with you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Talk to you again soon. That is Mary Lou Retton, Olympic gold medalist in gymnastics. And, again, her daughter Shayla is here, a member of the acrobatics and tumbling team, but injured and rehabbing and coming back from that. And we hope that's a quick process, and blessings on her as she comes back from that injury. But great to visit with her. And again, the timing of this coincides with Mary Lou speaking at the Louise Harrington Nursing School fundraising gala coming up tomorrow night in Dallas. So appreciate that and her connection to Baylor, and we'll watch for her down the road, see when she shows up here. So her husband, Shannon Kelly, is a former quarterback at the University of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you remember him, but quarterback there and now coaching at Houston Baptist, which was a startup program last year. Vic Sheely's the head coach. Shannon's on the staff, and Scott Smith, who we've had on the show, former Baylor assistant, And then a high school coach all around is on that staff as well. And so I hope they do well. I think they had played kind of a startup schedule this fall, 7 games, I believe it was, at Houston Baptist. But I think going into a full schedule of games this year, football-wise, for HBU. So we'll watch with great interest their progress and success with that football program. So great to visit with Mary Lou Retton. That's fun, and can't wait till we talk to her again in person.